The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Arjiki, Senior Assistant Teacher Esther Sorgenfrey.
So we have found our way in for one more round, or many more rounds. The Han calling us to this moment over and over again. Our hearts calling us to this moment over and over again. It's been another long day at the fire or in the fire. Sometimes we sit quietly and watch it gently live in the coal or the ashes. Sometimes a wildfire. And we come to appreciate this in some way. Keep coming back in for more. Joining in with each other. All of us here having touched something, smelled something, tasted something. And as the silence is offering itself to us and we're offering it to each other and to ourselves, we become quiet enough to hear the whispers. The whispers of our hearts. Perhaps the whispers from the past. The whispers from outside in the form of sounds of birds, the sound of the fan, the sound of the breath of the person sitting next to you, and a sense of these moving rib cages all around in the room, breathing in and breathing out. This shared humanity, the rising and falling of tears and laughter, sneezing and coughing, chewing and moving forks and spoons against porcelain. If we become quiet enough, we may hear the and feel the longing fully too. Some of that longing may be to belong, to be part of, to walk together in this life with other human beings. This is what we do here. We get up, we walk closely behind one another, in step, almost in breath at times it feels. Heart rhythms aligning, I'm sure if scientists had electrodes on us, that's what they would discover, this resonance we're building up, synchronizing with each other, harmonizing with each other. And each one of us, each one of you, bringing your part, playing your part. Whether it's tending carefully to coffee making, sweeping the floor, taking out the trash, cleaning the toilet bowl. Everyone here needed for this practice. Everyone here bringing something valuable. And I am always stunned by, in a few days in to a retreat, how we come earlier and earlier to sit down, even though the bodies are aching. The hearts may be aching. The minds may be aching. All of it. Too tired, perhaps, to even get out of bed, but we drag ourselves in here and sit upright. Discover that it's not a problem that the mind is wild or exhausted, that the knee hurts, that there is a slice of hunger. We discover it all comes and goes. We discover the strength in sitting together, practicing, being with. This moment, with whatever it has for you. And my encouragement is sit upright. Continue to return to that possibility of stillness, of going deep. This is what we can do here. Stepping into the circle of wonder together, of fire, of love. Thank you.